time for the world famous Radio Yorkshire Daytime's Impossible Pub Quiz. Quizmaster Cat's back. How are we doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Good quiz up today, anything?
Yeah, and you'll have some people playing at Atlanta.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. International.
Yeah.
We've gone international, guys.
You didn't say it was worldwide.
I said it was world famous. You know?
Well.
That's fair enough. That's fair.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Richie Shaw Wright's back as well. How are you doing, Rich?
Yes, I think my voice is going to go soon, so that's good. But as long as it holds out between now and 6 o'clock, that's it.
That's fair enough, that's fair enough. And of course, Sam Bridges there. That was the
Hello.
Voice of Sam Bridges. Sam, how are you doing?
All right, reigning champion. Is that gone now? It's a 1 week.
Oh, no, you're still reigning champion. You've still got to defend your title.
Introduce me as so, then.
All right, the reigning champion, Sam Bridges,
cheers,
is back. Also last in the Impossible Pub Quiz at the moment.
Terrible start.
Doing a bit of a Leicester at the moment.
Yeah, I am Vardy, yeah.
No, it seems that way, but it seems that way. Richard Shaw Wright is the current leader on 3 points. I'm in second with 2. Sam Bridges on 1. So all to play for this week, all to play for. And it feels only right to start with the pub quiz team names. Sam Bridges as reigning champion, would you like to go first?
After this weekend, I've gone for internationally broken.
Internationally broken, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough, I like it. How about yourself, Richard Shaw Wright?
Well, because we've got live horse racing commentary this weekend on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, I've
the home of proper sport. I've gone with one of the great names of Alan Partridge's racehorses. I've gone with Keith.
Fair enough, I like that. I've gone with something that's been in the news, obviously, with the coins, and turns out that Tesco couldn't get the trolleys to fit the right pound coins. So I've gone for Coinageddon instead.
God, these have all been terrible.
All a bit laboured, I have to admit, they are a bit laboured. But we're better crack on with the quiz, because I don't think we're impressing anyone with a pub quiz team name, so catch up for number one.
What is Cuju? C-U... J-U.
This is, of course, on the sports part of the quiz. So.
J-U.
Yeah, this is the sports part.
Huge sports part of the quiz.
What is it?
Yeah,
what is it?
Is it a sport, or is it a translation of a name of a sport?
A type of sport.
Is it something to do with sport?
It's something to do with sport.
It's a type of sport, but what is it?
A type of sport, right.
A type of sport.
A type of sport. I've got absolutely no idea. I think that's safe to say. Are you sure, right, any ideas?
I think... Through luck more than judgment, I may have an answer.
Yeah.
Sam, you've written something down as well.
I've written down type of sport.
Right. Fair enough then. One to come back to.
I think what I would normally write down. I've kind of got an answer, but I'm just waiting.
Fair enough. Well, you can play along as well. Remember, and get in touch with us at @reading_Yorkshire. Give us your guesses. And give us how many you think you've got in this one as well. Kat, let's go for the number two on the sports part of the quiz.
Which actor has played for the Miami Hurricanes and the Calgary Stampeders in the Canadian FL?
In the Canadian FL?
Yeah, he is now one of the biggest actors in Hollywood.
Oh, like the biggest earning actor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know any Canadian actors. Yeah. Like any.
Canadian actors.
I don't know. I think if I don't watch films, and I've got an idea who this is.
Rich! You need these points for yourself.
A Canadian actor.
Oh! Maybe. I might know this one, but I could be well off.
I've not said the words Canadian actor.
Have you?
No.
You played for a Canadian team.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Right, so can I just...
I don't know any Canadian actors.
I know.
Jim Carrey.
Christophe Lambert. Oh, he's French.
Ryan Reynolds.
Well, since it was wrong, I put Justin Bieber down on that one, since he's Canadian.
Hannah Anderson, she's Canadian.
Of course. So can you just read out the question one more time, Kat, because I'm lost here.
Which actor
used to play for the Miami Hurricanes and the Calgary Stampeders in the Canadian FL? He also has a degree in physiology and criminology.
Oh! No, I don't have a clue.
I might have got it wrong.
Should go for number three, Kat?
Which sports move, which could also be used as an expression for a good job, was banned from 1967 to 1976?
Which sports move?
Yeah.
Was what? A good job?
It can also be used as an expression for like a good job.
Okay.
It was banned from 1967 to 1976.
These questions.
Or like a foregone conclusion or something. Could be used for that as well.
1967.
Could you give us any more clues there, Kat?
What was the
No, this is an impossible score.
All right.
What was the year brackets again?
1967, 1976.
He was not taking drugs because all the Eastern Europeans were doing it.
Good job.
In Rich's opinion, not the opinion of the radio station.
Should we go for the general knowledge part of the quiz, Kat? Might have a bit more of an idea.
What is the correct name for a baby rabbit?
Oh, well. Oh. Baby rabbit, would that count?
Baby rabbit,
yeah, baby rabbit. That would technically be correct.
Bunny.
Bunny, yeah. No. A shake of disapproval of Kat's head there. I don't think I'm going to have anything on this quiz. I think I've got absolutely nothing.
You might get this next one. Anchor, help me with this next one.
Go
Anchor.
For it.
What is the Romanian currency?
Oh!
So it's not... Oh.
Not sure, you know. I'm not sure. Oh. No. I ain't got anything. But... You see, it should be something, but I don't know if it's that. You know?
Well, it is something.
Yeah, it is something. But I mean, it is a currency.
It is a currency.
Right. How are we doing anyway, Rich? How are you doing on this one?
Right, I'm confident on one. Still confident-ish on two. Rest, I haven't got a clue.
Sam Bridges.
Just not confident.
No. I'm not. I think this might be the hardest one ever.
Really?
Yeah. This is,
I thought this was okay.
It's so difficult. It's not closest to the pin.
The actor one, when with the degrees and stuff, that's...
Well, that's just extra information I had on
that. Yeah, but it's
kind of ruined
the answer.
Yeah.
I would never look at him and be like, ah, criminology degree.
Because who I think it is, I'm not sure has a degree, but I don't know.
I can't even think of an actor's name.
And I've read the autobiography of the person I've written down as well, I still don't know.
Well, we'll have the answers straight after this. We've got T-Rex coming up for you. At @radio_Yorkshire, let us know how you're getting on. I think it's safe to say there's a total lack of confidence in the studio on this quiz.
Oh, no.
No? You think you got
no
some
confidence.
Right?
No, I think I might have got a couple right now.
Really?
After just speaking
debriefing.
To Kat and just, yeah. Mm. Always good just to probe.
Fair enough. Rich, is you right?
Joe's back.
Say nothing. Yeah. I don't know. I still haven't written down an answer for number three.
So. Yeah. I ain't had any lunch either, so I don't think that helps. Kat.
Yes.
First
just
off.
Double checking something. Yeah.
Let's start off with the team names. Who wins it?
No one.
Sam.
Yay!
The default position to give it to Sam Bridges.
Yes.
What did you go for against Sam?
Internationally broken.
Yeah.
How every football fan is feeling today.
Yeah.
I put a bit of effort into it.
Fair enough.
It's an emotive and dramatic.
No,
for like
next week.
Shop coin.
Shop coin. Hey, where have I been calling again?
This is an hospital radio.
Some people might think that we might. Yeah. There we go.
One of the very best.
Manu's going to go for that for my team name forever. Should we go for number one, Kat?
Okay, what is. QG. I can't say it now.
Okay.
Suge is a QG.
Changes every time you say it.
Help
me supposed to get it.
Sam Bridges.
I went for it's a form of martial arts.
That's fair. It's a good answer, that.
Yeah.
See, it's a good answer.
I put the same, but then Kat spelled it, and I think I might have got it wrong.
Ah, fair enough. I went for lacrosse in Germany.
Anyway. Right era of the world, wrong sport. It's the sport... It's a form of Chinese football that's credited for the invention of football.
Oh, what?
See, if I'd have said football, I'd have got
it
right.
Yeah. Is it live and exclusive on Sky Sports? They got right to the Kuju Super League.
From next season.
Kuju Super League.
Yeah, that's it.
They're buying all the best Kuju players from England.
Is that what they called it before the Premier League started, Rich? Is that
there's no
called?
Football before the Chinese Super League.
Exactly, yeah.
Invented the game now. Yeah. Now they've got Premier League.
I thought,
stealing it from England.
I thought it was invented in England.
Well, we invented everything, didn't we? But
yeah.
We say we invented everything.
Did we just claim we invented it and they just got away with it at the time because we owned the world?
I think we invented snooker.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't invent tennis because that's rubbish.
That's true.
That's when Wimbledon's on.
Kat, shall we go for number two?
Yeah, which I had to edit the question because as soon as Rich walked in, I thought, you're not Derek. So, which former Miami Hurricane star has been known as Flex Kavanagh, is metamorphic, and has played for the Calgary Stampeders in the Canadian FL? has a degree in physiology, etc., etc. Rich would have got that straight away.
Yes. I know I've got it right now.
Sam Bridges.
Dwayne Johnson, formerly The Rock.
I put The Rock down!
Did you?
I bitched and I put The Rock down! Yes!
He's not... You can't have The Rock.
What's his name?
I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
Formerly of The Rock. He's not The Rock. He acts as The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did you?
Yeah.
Show us a paper.
Don't put that off. I've not
You just Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Rock is wrong.
I put The Rock. That's good enough, Kat.
No.
I'm having
no.
That. Yeah, I'm having
no.
That.
No. He's not
yeah,
The
Who
Rock
else
anymore.
Is The Rock then,
I'm
Sam?
Having it. Yeah, exactly.
Listen,
yeah.
He's a wrestler. He's moved away now. Do you see in Ballers that he's called The Rock? No, it's Dwayne Johnson. In any film now, he's Dwayne Johnson.
That bit where he sings
He's moved
Swift.
Away from The Rock.
No, I'm having
The Rock. No, I'm having The Rock. I'm having this.
No.
Rich, is sure right. Put the Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'll put Dwayne Johnson.
You put Dwayne Johnson because that's his name as an actor.
I've got close enough to it. I didn't... Let me have this, Sam, because this was a jerk.
No.
I'm having it.
Don't know why I met the rule.
It's
not my quiz,
is
but...
rubbish.
I'm having this.
You're the boss.
I'm having this.
No, hold on, Kat decides. I would say...
Oh, I feel really uncomfortable now.
No. I'm having this. I'm not interested.
No.
Anyway, so next question.
Yeah, number three.
What sports move, which could also be used as an expression for a good job or sealing of a deal, was banned from 1967 to 1976?
Sam Bridges.
I just put the handshake. I don't know what sport.
Yeah, I'm afraid...
It's a seal of a deal.
I'm afraid that's what I put. So I can't think of any sports moves.
I put not using a rod in fishing.
Slam dunk.
Why does that seal the deal?
Good shot.
It was a slam dunk, like an easy deal.
Next time you're in a business meeting, Sam, so right at the end when you've done it, just go, slam dunk.
I don't get any slam dunks.
Basketball's boring enough, and then they made it even more boring by banning something exciting.
I couldn't say which basketball.
Why was it banned?
I did try and read up on that, but I'll let you know at the end of the quiz.
Fair enough.
Too much excitement.
Should we go for number four, Kat?
What is the name of a baby rabbit?
First I went doe and then I crossed it out. Then I went buck and crossed it out. And I finally gone with kitten.
Right.
You are right.
Hey. Hey. I got it wrong, but
what did
just
you
your face.
Sam?
That's quite funny.
Or kit. I would have accepted kit.
I went for rabbito. As in the rugby league team.
What, the named after baby rabbit?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love that. Like the Bradford Cubs.
Just a little baby rabbit on the bench.
Just to put that into context, Kat thought that after Bradford went into liquidation, they should have been called the Bradford Calves.
Well, they should be called the Bradford Bulls. Minus four now.
Yeah.
Not, rolls
not
on.
Far off.
Oh, no.
We'll see how it goes. Number five, please, Kat.
What is the name of the Romanian currency?
I went for gold bullion. They trade only in gold bullion.
Not pirates.
I had no idea it was even going to be the Romanian ruble or the Romanian dollar. I thought, I can't think of anything, so I didn't bother. Rich, is sure right?
Well, I've gone for what I think is an Eastern European currency, but it's probably the wrong, because I think it might be Hungarian. The zloty.
No, it's Hungarian.
Sam Bridges?
I was really hoping they'd entered the European Union. So I just went for euro.
It's the le.
The le.
L-E-U.
Le.
Well, that's fair enough.
It's got EU in it. So Nigel Farage will be spending any of these. He just calls it the le.
The slam dunk was banned due to safety concerns.
Oh, I see. Right, we're going back to that one.
Basketball. Killer sport of basketball.
From players hanging onto the rims and breaking black backboards. Not blackboards, bare backboards.
You all right, Kat? It's a Monday.
It's
we'll
a Monday.
Where's Ed Miliband when you need
him? Oh, dearie me.
All those people dying playing basketball. Yeah. It's a shame.
Exactly.
Well, they can dunk now. It's just 70s.
Just in the 70s. It'd be a massive danger in the 70s.
And then the 60s as well.
Yeah, 60s, exactly.
70s, man.
The crazy times in the late 60s. You couldn't dunk a basketball.
But you could do everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Right, let me count up the scores then after a crazy quiz.
Darren got one.
Well done, Darren Harper, on getting one. Richard Shawright got two. Sam Bridges got two.
I got two.
And I got one.
How did you get one?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You didn't get that one.
I did.
Got zero.
I'm having that. I'm sorry,
Kat,
Sam.
Kat, come on.
I'm sorry,
really.
Sam.
I would
know
it as The Rock, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that's... No.
No, I'm sorry.
He's a wrestler, but he's taking himself seriously now as an actor.
It's like Elton John, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's like Elton John, innit?
What was Elton John's original name?
Yeah.
Reginald Dwight. It's like,
yes, we changed his name to Elton. Yeah, no, if you'd
put that.
If we'd have put Who Sung Your Song and you put Reg Dwight, you wouldn't have got it wrong.
Reg Dwight, yeah.
Well, actually, they put Frank Sinatra. So.
Or Ellie Goulding. Could have had Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding as well. Thank you, Catherine. But I think that solves that debate. 3 points each. Well done, gang.
Zero.
We'll be back next week. I have a feeling this is going to be like that time when Joe Rawson disputed one of my points and it went on for about 3 months. So we will wait and see. Sorry, Richard, put your fight down.
That's just Joe Rawson.
That's just Joe Rawson. It's fair enough. Thanks as always, guys. Let us know how you got on in the Impossible Pub Quiz at Radio.